Average Christian, you're taking the thing off all the time. You put it on, you take it off. You put it on, you take it off. Now, what is the armor? We're going to talk about that next week in more detail. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. All the armament, and we usually emphasize the pieces of the armament, which is the helmet, which is the breastplate, which is, but look at this. It's stand in truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So how do I begin to stand in this thing? Truth. Don't go by your stinking thinking. Get back to the Word of God. Don't fool yourself. Begin to live by truth. What does God say? How does God want me to live? Notice what he also says, righteousness. There's a force of good and there's a force of evil. I need to not only have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which takes me to heaven, but I need to begin to make some right decisions. Finally, my brethren, put on the whole armor. The gospel. The gospel which brings peace. A part of my daily life, I should be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, that he loved me so much that he died for me and he took my place. Salvation. Do you realize that the place to start with this is the salvation? Do you know Jesus Christ? If you're to die right now, are you sure that you'd spend eternity in heaven? Let's start with salvation. Put this thing on. You see, we need to start with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Then as I know him, I begin to gospel this thing. And then he says, finally, once again, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And I need to spend time in the Word. I need to spend time in prayer. I need to get to the place. So like this, he says, put it on and leave it on. Put it on and leave it on. Oh, by the way, that's the answer to doing away with drug addiction, period. Put it on and leave it on. Let me tell you what happens when you take it off. You're going to sin. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. And it's difficult. And it's so easy to see the byproduct of sin when it comes to heroin, but you don't see the byproduct of your sin and what it's doing to the lives of people around you. And I need to put on and leave it on the whole armor of God. And then he says to stand. It's a key word. Verse 11, verse 13, verse 14. See, once I have taken a position, I need to maintain that position. It's a military term. Stand. Hold your ground. He says, stand, that you may be able to stand against. Against, I looked up the word against, is determined hostility, confronting the Christian soldier. And guess what? Our adversary is the devil. He is smarter. He's more powerful. He's wiser than you'll ever be. And that's my problem. Because he said he talks about the wiles of the devil, and that's the schemes. Satan is out to do everything he can to destroy your home, your family, and ultimately your life. Satan wants to do everything he can. The wiles of the devil. And let me tell you, he knows exactly what to do with Jean. Come on. But only, you can sit still. I'm not the devil. I'm just, are you sure? Yeah, at times. No, it's the wiles of the devil. He knows exactly what your weakness is. He knows exactly what to say to you, when to say. Where'd you get that thought? Let me tell you how he works. He works through the power of suggestion. You know what he did with Jesus? In Matthew chapter 4, after he had just had one of the greatest times in his life, Jesus had been baptized, and he was, this is my beloved son, and everything is fantastic. And he's into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days. And Satan came to him and said, and Satan came to him and said, and Satan came to him and said. How does Satan come to you? It's the power of suggestion. Where did you get the thought? Where did you get the thought? That's why he says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beg of you, please, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know the will of God, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. So I've got to get to the place. Every act that I ever commit comes up here in my thinker. And I've got to get to the place that the wiles of the devil, that I see Satan at work, and I realize it. And notice what he says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to hold your ground. You mean he doesn't want me to always fall back? No. He wants me to be advancing. But he wants me to stand. And then he wants me to withstand. Now, that's the responsibility. Notice the reason for this strength. In verse 12. Let me tell you, this is hand-to-hand combat. Whew, this isn't long-range shots. He tells you why you need to put on the whole armor of God. We think that it's a physical problem. It's a spiritual problem. You think that the problems in your home is physical. They're spiritual. You think that the problems in your life are physical. They're spiritual. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Wow. Satan is so organized that you wouldn't believe it. And for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's what our adversary is not. You really think that your problem's your wife. I was talking to somebody today, been married 47 years. Today! That was good. And then we talked a little while and came to the conclusion that married people don't live longer. It just seems like it. But you think that the problem is your wife. You think that the problem is your husband. And you think that the problem is your kid. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And until we begin to attack the enemy from a spiritual standpoint, you're never going to beat the enemy. We are trying to get rid of a drug addiction. And guess what? The problem is not doing away with drugs. The problem is a spiritual condition of the person on the inside. And there's a God-shaped emptiness on the inside of everybody. And we're trying to fill it with something. And until we fill that emptiness with Jesus Christ, we'll never, I mean never, have any peace. But notice what happens. Here's what our enemy is. This thing as far as our enemy, notice what he says. Principalities. These are demons who influence men that have a position. Powers. These are demons who can possess a human being. And it's often within classical literature. Christians cannot be possessed, but they can be influenced. Powers. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Did you ever wonder why in the world that you have such a dark world out there? Just read the paper. Nobody ever says, man, the devil really, he really, really had his way today. Good thing Pastor Bixel prayed this morning. I wouldn't even know there was a shooting in Melcroft. That's what someone said. Don't you live I live in Abnormalville. That's right. But don't you live on River Valley? That's right. You never know whether to admit it or not. It's 547 Indian Creek Valley Road, and I'm thinking, yeah, it took place on Indian Creek Valley Road. I said, oh, yeah. Where'd you get that thought? I couldn't get into Youngwood the other day because somebody was up there going to shoot somebody. So I had to go clear around, and then I thought, my goodness, I've seen some country I've never seen before. Well, if you don't think that the rulers of the darkness of this world, economically, socially, politically, I mean, it's dark out there. We don't even look at it that there's a spiritual battle going on. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And also, I'll tell you one of the biggest things, against wickedness in the heavenlies. Not only vile immorality, which is a part of this, but Satan loves religion. He loves you to be religious. Man, if he can just make you religious and never have a relationship, he's got you made. And there is so much religion going on. And Satan says, yeah. Satan does not care if you worship just as long as you worship the wrong God. And let me tell you, people are blind. Did you ever wonder why in the world It says that they are blind to spiritual truth. Who blinded their eyes? Or for instance, that Jean, he mentioned a passage of Scripture, James chapter 1. James chapter 1 says, count it all joy when you fall into various testing, knowing that the testing of your faith, do you trust me, produces patience. Now let patience have a complete word that you may be complete, lacking nothing. Now here's the problem. Testing is something from the outside. Temptation comes from the inside. And he says then in verse 13, he says, God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. Well, if it's not God that's behind this thing, who is it? We're drawn away by our own lust, our own desires, and we're enticed. He says, come on. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what's going could make you fall. He knows exactly where your weakness is. And now, it says, when my desires conceive, they bring forth sin. And sin brings forth death. In some cases, it's literal. It brings forth death. Satan will kill your joy. He'll kill your peace. He'll kill you everything about it. Now, then he says in verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father, comes from God. Has any good thing happened to you? You can blame God. But let me tell you, there's another force in the world, and that's Satan. And Satan is so organized that you wouldn't believe it. And his principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, that's the reason that we need this tremendous strength. Satan is in the background of heartache and heartbreak. And the world is Satan's. And let me tell you, if you do not face the struggles of your life from a spiritual standpoint, he's going to defeat you every time. First of all, you need to know Jesus Christ. If you were to die right now, are you sure that you'd spend eternity in heaven? You better get salvation taken care of. The other side of it is that then as a Christian, quit playing games. Put on the armor and keep it on. You do pretty good for 2 days. That's called New Year's resolutions. That's right. And all your failures, all those things you're going to do, that's because you can't, I don't even make a resolution. That's just me trying to drum up more energy to do what I try to do, rather than allow God to live in me and live through me. Notice the rationale of strength in verse 13. Wherefore? Wherefore? Since there's principalities, powers, mights, and dominions. Wherefore? Notice this. Take unto you the whole armor of God. Wherefore? Realize that the battle lines are drawn. Realize that Satan is powerful. Realize that he is doing everything he can to whip you. Realize that he's doing, if you're here this morning without Jesus Christ, he's doing everything he possibly can at this point to keep you from knowing Jesus Christ. We are in a spiritual warfare. And when you walk out there, he says, wherefore? Knowing that the enemy is powerful, knowing that the enemy is strong, notice that we need to respond. Put on, take up the whole armor of God. God's armor is absolutely necessary if I'm going to stand and if I'm going to withstand. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. Notice the result of this strength. Withstand. When can I withstand? In the evil day. When is a day evil? Now. Now. This is an evil day. It's like I said, if you don't believe it's evil, take a look at the newspaper. Take a look at the news media. Take a look at had a scary thing just the other day. I saw Rich Bowers on Channel 4. It's just like, oh my goodness, You know what he's talking about? Some 14-year-old kid had a plan that he was going to shoot people in Uniontown High School. Whoa, that's an evil day. When I was 14, I was baseball, hot dog, apple pie, and Chevrolet. I wasn't thinking about shooting somebody. It's an evil day. Heroin addiction is evil. There's a world out there that is literally dark and dark as could be. And he wants me to be able to withstand. He doesn't want me to collapse like a tin can. He wants me to put on the armor so that I can withstand, and that you may be able to stand, having done all, having appropriated His strength and His power and His might. He wants me to be able to stand and not be moved. He wants you to be able to stand and not be moved. You see, that's what God wants, to stand, hold your ground, firmly planted. You see, what I have on the last slide is this. When the shock of the battle is over and the smoke clears, may He still find you and me still standing. Because let me tell you, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. It will be worth it all when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all this will be raised. So faithfully run the race until we see Him. You see, as a Christian, could I encourage you, as you've been looking at your spiritual life and as your spiritual walk, are you even looking at your home and your family and your life from a spiritual position? You say, man, it has been tough this last month. Now you know why. Satan is doing everything he possibly can to destroy your home, to destroy your family, to destroy your peace, to destroy everything about you. And so my question is, first of all, do you know Jesus Christ? If you were to die right now, first of all, put on that helmet of salvation. Put it on. God loved you so much that He died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. On the third day, He rose again. The Bible says He came into His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, He gives the power or the ability to become children of God, even to those who rest their full weight upon Him. Has there been a time that you've rested your full weight on Jesus Christ? Do you know Him? As we sing the hymn of invitation, here's the other side of it. Christian, most of this is for you. You've been playing games. You've been playing spiritual games. Let me tell you, you're in the middle of a battle. And you're going to lose. And you're going to lose badly unless you put Jesus Christ first in your life. My question is this. Has He been dealing with you about saying, okay, take your hands off of yourself, off your circumstance, off your situation, and here, let's see what I can do. Make Him Lord of your life. If God's been dealing with you, He isn't just dealing with you now. He's been dealing with you in weeks lead up to now. And my question is this. Are you looking at your life from a spiritual standpoint? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Man, I can't make it. You see, I want to confess, I'm an addict. I'm addicted to Jesus. I need a fix in the morning. I need a fix at 9 o'clock. I need a fix at noon. Halfway through the afternoon, I need a fix. When I get home, I need a fix. Before I go to bed, I need a fix. I'm so hooked on Jesus, you wouldn't believe it. But that's the only way I can live. I can only live one day at a time, one moment at a time. And my biggest advice to you is get hooked on Jesus Christ. And you'll find that greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Quit trying to live in your own strength, because you'll collapse like a can. Draw from His strength and His power. Are you facing something that's totally bigger than you are? Could I encourage you to see what God can do with that big problem? Because I have a big God. Let's all stand.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look for His wonderful grace, and the things of earth will grow strangely dear in the light of His glory.
Sing it again.
In the light of His glory.
just goes on playing. Is God dealing with you? We are so often, we're minimum men at maximum time. Minimum women at maximum time. Let me tell you, the day is evil. If you don't believe the day is evil, just live it a little bit. Take a look at your home. Take a look at your family. Satan is doing everything he possibly can to destroy you. And unless we begin to bring Jesus Christ into your home and into your life, you're never going to find the power. But first of all, do you know him? Do you know him? Our Father, I thank you so very much that you're speaking to hearts, that you're speaking to life. There's so many Christians here this morning that look like they just collapsed like a tin can. Satan has them exactly where he wants them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Lord Jesus, may we stop living in our strength and appropriate your strength. Because let me tell you, there's a wicked world out there, and I can't make it. I can't make it on my own. In Jesus' name, amen.